time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, I'm just fine. Thank you very much. Not too bad a day outside, it looks like.
Yeah, she's going to shape up pretty good, it seems like.
Yeah, it's a decent morning, and it should have seasonable conditions,
yeah,
I guess.
If you want sunny, high of 49. Not too bad.
Yeah, not the worst thing in the world. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used portable dishwasher, a couple of used built-in dishwashers, four used side-by-side refrigerators, two of them practically new. Got a huge old chest freezer for you trappers. Cheapy. Works good. Used 16-cubic-foot upright freezer. Very clean, good condition. Used two-door refrigerators with bottom freezers. We have two of those to choose from. Used two-door top freezers. We have three of those to select from. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. One older used automatic washer, but works okay. Two front-load washer and dryer sets, both in very good condition. And a used Maytag drying center, like new condition. Lots of gas and electric water heaters. Of course, we deliver and install all the old heater away and service it after the sale. Some good discounts if you choose to pick the water heater up, take it home, and do that install job yourself. Gas and electric ranges, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire and Estate. Freestanding on display, a free full line of built-in cooking appliances, such as drop-in ranges, range hoods, slide-in ranges, and built-in ovens available on special order. Freezers, chest and upright, most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kent. You know, I've been sitting here next to you for over 20 years now, listening to you do those things, and I keep hearing you say, cheapy. What specifically is it? I know what a cheapie is, but...
Low price.
What are we talking here?
A value.
A great deal?
A great deal.
A wonderful deal. So good, I can't put a price on it here on the air. Come in and see us. Yeah. Huh? I kind of knew that, but I've been listening to that for a long time. You've been doing it for a lot longer, though, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, I had a chance to, over the summer, actually it was last spring, I had a chance to read a book that just caught my attention. It was a real quick read, got through it real fast. I'd heard about the book, never sat down to read it, but I actually had a chance to get it, and it was a quick read. It took me, oh gosh, I don't even think it took me a full day to get through that book. It's one of those books you just kind of start reading and you can't put down. I think we've all had those at different times. Where you grab a good book. If a book is well written and it's something that you're interested in and captures your attention, it's really difficult to put down. You know, there are a lot of things in this fast-paced world nowadays because we want everything to start and stop real fast. We don't really want to, you know, our attention spans are so short. It seems like it's more and more difficult to get folks interested in settling in with just a good book, just to tear it apart, just to have fun with it and dive right in. But, you know, when you find one that works for you, it's a lot of fun. This particular book that I had a chance to read was written by Todd Burpo. He is a minister over in Nebraska. And his son, his son was a little four-year-old boy who had an appendectomy and I guess actually passed away on the table but came back a short time later. The book is called Heaven is for Real. It's fairly popular. It's been a bestseller for quite some time. But I didn't know if you had a chance to actually read that book yet. But little Colton Burpo, he went through an emergency appendectomy. And, of course, his family was overjoyed with his survival. He was struggling a little bit for a while with some issues, and they didn't know what it was. And by the time they got around to taking care of that and taking him to a hospital and things got worse, well, they found out that his appendix had burst and it was causing all kinds of problems. So if you're familiar with what that means, it's pretty serious. So they were able to get him in and get things taken care of, and he was able to survive the surgery. But what they weren't expecting after that, through that story, is what emerged over the several months that followed about his trip to heaven and back. As he was on the operating table. They've sold over a million copies. It's a New York Times bestseller, but it's kind of a glimpse through a little boy's eyes of what heaven is like. And I guess one of the reasons that it felt so good to read the book, and it was such an easy read, it's not a real long book anyway, but just the way it's written, it's a story, and it's actually the story told through the eyes of the child, but the father telling the story of how the little boy continually put pieces out there over time, telling them a little bit about his experiences, and it kind of fit a lot of things together. I guess what makes it such a feel-good book is for Christians is it reaffirms pretty much everything we already believe, and it comes through the eyes of a little boy who doesn't have, you know, preconceived notions and things like we would as adults. You know, having gone through our lives, you know, getting a lot of that that training and a lot of that education over the course of years, you know, you would think that you could probably tell a pretty good story if you really wanted to. What makes this particular book a little bit unique is, as I say, it comes through the eyes of a little boy who didn't really have that training. He didn't really know that much. He was just a young child. There's no way he could have known some of the details and then some of the things that he tells them about. He tells his dad about how he, you know, was surprised that his dad went off. Why were you crying? You know, and he ran off to a separate room while the surgery was going on because he thought his son was going to die. And nobody knew that he was in this room. He was all by himself. Yet his son, sometime later, described to him in detail where he was and what he was doing in that room because he was seeing him from above. And he tells him about all of his experiences through heaven and what it's like that, you know, nobody's old in heaven. Nobody wears glasses in heaven. Basically, in heaven, everybody goes back to their best state on earth. You know, he ran at one point, he ran into, he talks a little bit about a story how he ran into his father's grandfather, who had died when he was like 61 years old or something like that, in a car accident. And he showed him a picture. He said he saw him and he talked to him, and so his father showed him, the little boy, a picture of his grandfather, and he'd never met him, and because he died before he was born. He looked at the picture and said, you know, "Who's that?" And he said, "Well, that's your grandfather. That's who it is." So they kind of discounted the story for a while. And then all of a sudden the grandmother brought a picture of them when they were young. So he sees a picture of this would have been this little boy's great-grandfather. He sees a picture of him back when he was like 29 years old. And he doesn't know who it is. He's never seen that picture before because they live in different places and stuff. So he'd never seen that before. And he just looked at it and he immediately pointed out, "Hey, that's him." And they looked at it just crazy. And like, how would you know that? You know, how would you be able to pick that out when you didn't recognize him when I showed you a picture just of him prior to when he died? And he says, "Well, you have to understand, you know, in heaven, everybody looks like they did when they were their best on earth." So it's kind of interesting stories and things, how they all play together, but it's a great read. You'll zip through the book very quickly. Anyway, I visited with the publisher, and they were able to get us a few copies of that book, and I've got actually one of them I'd like to give away here this morning. If you'd like to just be, let's say, caller number three. Let's do caller number three here this morning at 243-3920 or 800-283-5526. Just go ahead and give us a call right now, and the third caller, we'll get you a book. I got a soft cover version of this, a paperback version of the book, and we have a few more that we'll give away later on today, too, so just keep listening. But it's a great read, and as I said, if you are a Christian and you've gone through your life maybe with a few doubts, because that's what, I guess, what faith is all about. You don't have any concrete factual evidence. Well, this will start to maybe piece a few things together and make you feel good, because it kind of knows that, make you feel like you're, you know, you understand that you were on the right track all this time, too. And it's a good read. So I hope you get a chance to sit down with that. It's not a very expensive book anyway, if you do want to purchase that book, as it comes through the Thomas Nelson Publishing was the publishing company there. But Heaven is for Real is the name of the book, and I think Chris does have a winner here this morning. He's been picking up the phone, so no more phone calls right now. Already had a winner, he says. No more calls, though, please. We do have a winner. And, Chris, the winner is?
Wilma Hodge was the winner.
Oh, very good. Wilma Hodge. All right. Well, she can stop out and pick up that book anytime. We'll have it out there at the front desk. And I do have a couple of more copies of this. I'm going to leave them here in the studio with Chris. You're just going to have to keep listening for your chance to win a little bit later on today. We'll give him a chance to give those away a little bit later on as the day goes along. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit more today about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got dishwashers by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG Maytag, and Frigidaire, built-in and convertible portable. Got some excellent values and some models because of closeouts. And, of course, we do deliver, install, and take care of the service after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Suppliance. Dehumidifiers in stock. Got refrigerators by Whirlpool, Amana Maytag, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, and Estate. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. Do have some closeouts on some French door bottom freezer, also some side-by-sides, And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, WNS Appliance, where we service what we sell. Stop and see us. The pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Again, congratulations this morning to, I'm sorry, I forgot the name already, Chris.
Wilma Hodge.
Wilma Hodge. There we go. She's from Atlantic?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Wilma Hodge this morning, and she's won a free book from the New York Times bestseller, Heaven is for Real, by Todd Burpo. It'll something that'll change the way you think about eternity.